You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. It's time to check in with our friend Jane Wilkie at LSS Living Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
And a good morning to you, Andy.
A blessed Thursday morning.
Thank you. I hope you're getting back to your regular routine after all of your recording, or not your recording, but your, I guess, being live from, the National Youth Gathering. And so I know that's a very exciting time, and I'm sure that you and your family had to just kind of get back into your routine after you got back.
It did. You know, it was about a 10-hour drive, and we split it up over a couple of days just to make it a little bit easier. I realized after about 5 hours in the car, I'm not as young as I used to be.
yes, I do. I would have to, I can't speak for you, but I can only speak for me.
Yeah.
And speaking of not being as young as we used to be, Lutheran Senior Services.
Hey, what a good segue.
maybe not. But, one of the aspects of Lutheran Senior Services that is just absolutely delightful for me to talk about today is a program that we brought under the LSS umbrella about 2.5 years ago. And that is a program that was already in existence, but needed a new home, and Senior Connections is the name of the program. We've talked about it on and off here on the air a couple of different times over the last couple of years. But what's unique to Senior Connections is that it is not just about LSS. And so it was started actually several years ago by a woman named Dr. Singer. And she founded it because she really wanted to develop a program that would meet the needs of those seniors who were in nursing homes or care centers, another term for it, that never got any visitors. In fact, there was a piece of research that she really worked off of that says that about 60% of seniors in long-term care never receive a single visitor. So it could be that their own family and friends have passed on, or maybe they live, a family lives far away, or perhaps even, and it's something that's just a reality of life, they have family or friends nearby and who just aren't able to make the time to come to visit. But if you think about that, that's a very lonely existence. And her belief from day one was, no one should ever have to age alone. And so this program has been in existence for several years. I believe it's actually been in existence for about 20 years. And 2.5 years ago, Lutheran Senior Services brought it under our umbrella. And the marvelous thing about it is it's just very simple. So Senior Connections takes a volunteer of any age, trains them in what's called relational volunteering, and then asks these volunteers to dedicate 1 hour a week for a year. They match that volunteer to a senior in an area nursing home or care center, and they actually serve more than 50 in the St. Louis area. So this is not just visitors going to the Lutheran Senior Services locations. This is visitors going all the way around the metro area to around 50 different centers. And then 1 hour a week, that relational volunteer goes and spends time with that senior. And sometimes these relationships last over the years. In fact, there's a wonderful story that's in a recent newsletter about a volunteer named Judy, and I'm just going to read you what she writes. She said, I met my friend Christine, and that's what I love it. They call them their friends, their senior friends. I met my friend Christine about 2.5 years ago and felt this would be a great match. Most of Christine's family lives out of state, and others couldn't find the time. I wasn't accepted by Christine at first, but eventually she began to open up. She especially enjoyed me reading her church newsletter. I played bingo with her, brought her caramels, talked with her, and occasionally stayed for lunch. Now Christine is on hospice, totally blind, and will turn 103. She loves to sleep all the time now, but when I arrive and reintroduce myself each week, I can sense she remembers our time together. She grabs my hands and rubs them and won't let go. She knows she can always count on me, friends forever. Isn't that a wonderful picture of someone who was lonely?
Mm-hmm.
this new friend came, and over the years they developed this wonderful relationship, someone she could always count on. And I think that that's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to think about doing on our own. Either someone listening that perhaps is thinking, I have an hour a week I could give to someone, or maybe someone is listening and thinking, you know what? My neighbor lives in X nursing home or care center, and I know she never gets any visitors. I wonder if I could give her name to Senior Connections, and someone could match a volunteer to visit her. Or maybe someone is even listening and thinking, maybe they work at a nursing home or a care center, whether it's with Lutheran Senior Services or not, and they are thinking about these residents that they care for, that they know have little or no connection to people on the outside coming in, any visitors that might come. And so all three of those are available for making the connections on your own. You can contact Senior Connections and become a volunteer. You can contact Senior Connections and give the name of someone you would like to see visited. You can contact Senior Connections and say, I would like the place where I work to be one of the places that you come. And all of that can actually be done online. So Lutheran Senior Services at lssliving.org has ways that you can get to the Senior Connections website. You can go to lssliving.org, and at the very top, you click the volunteering, which does make sense. You pull up that page, and then you look down in the text, and you'll see a little link that says Senior Connections. It takes you to the page, and then that page tells you all about Senior Connections, its history, what it's all about, all the different locations, how to make a connection, and then just all kinds of information for you. Or you can actually call Sandy, who is the coordinator of Senior Connections, at 314-446-2526, 314-446-2526. And I know, Andy, that you actually had Sandy Singer, who is actually the coordinator of the program, and Jennifer Blome on about a year ago, because a new program developed, I guess you can still call it new after a year, but Senior Connections and the APA merged together to form a program that brings pets to seniors or brings pets to in a volunteer setting. And so if I think it's a wonderful thing, and maybe Andy, I can have them, Jennifer and Sandy, come back on the air to talk with you and the listeners about that a little bit more. But what that is that we all know pet therapy does a marvelous thing. We all know just the smiles that come on people's faces when those gentle pets come into their view. So the APA and Senior Connections together thought they would bring each of their expertise together. So the APA already has a program where the volunteers go out to groups like schools and settings that are groups at the airport or different things. And so they vet the pet. So they help you decide, do you have a pet that works with that? How do you take your pet into a setting that where there would be strangers, et cetera, et cetera? So that's the expertise of the APA. Then we have the expertise of Senior Connections in training people how to be that relational volunteer. So when the two get together, what happens is if you have a pet that you would also like to take to visit a senior, you could get involved in that program. You could be trained how to take your pet along with you, and you could be trained as to how to be a volunteer.
It was a lot of fun talking with them that day to learn and to hear their stories as well, but to learn about the ways that you can serve and be a part of someone's life, but to hear their stories as well. Jennifer had some great stories to share, and Sandy as well, of just how much of a difference that makes in someone's life.
Absolutely. You know, anybody that's listening that is in the St. Louis area that ever watched Channel 5, Jennifer Blome was on Channel 5 in the morning program for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And so we all know that she's the one, I believe, who started that adoption pet program where they would bring the pets on air and you could see them, and then, you know, people could contact, APA or another place to actually adopt them. So this is just a natural thing for her. In fact, many may not realize that Jennifer actually used to volunteer years ago through Senior Connections. She would bring her own dog to Richmond Terrace, which is close to her home, and she would bring her dog to Richmond Terrace to volunteer as a relational volunteer, and she had her own special friend at Richmond Terrace for many, many years. So it is just a wonderful, wonderful way to connect who we are with someone who needs us. So the name of the program, again, is Senior Connections. It is a program of Lutheran Senior Services, and it matches relational volunteers with seniors in care centers that do not get visitors. And so it's just a wonderful aspect of ministry. And I did want to mention that if anybody is really interested in learning more, it's very timely because there is a relational volunteer training coming up at the LSS home office in Brentwood on Saturday, August 6th. So that's a week from this Saturday. And the training goes from 8:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. There is no cost for the training. There is no cost to be involved in Senior Connections at all. You don't pay anything to be able to do this. You come for this training, 8:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. Lunch is served. And then from there, they match you to a senior in an area, and then you can begin.
And, you know, we talked about earlier about making a difference in someone's lives or someone who might be lonely and helping meet that need, providing some relationship and companionship in a sense for them. But perhaps it's not the senior that benefits the most. That might be, but it might be the person who's making the visit too.
Oh, my goodness, Andy, I'm glad that you brought that up. You know, as we've talked about volunteering for so long, we realize that so many people always say, you know, I did this because I thought someone else needed me, and then I realized how much I needed it. And actually, there is a great video. I'm glad you mentioned that, because if people were to go online to lssliving.org and click on the volunteer button and then the senior connections button, there's a great video of three different people telling their story. And in some cases, it's actually the volunteer and the special friend who talk about how much that visiting has meant to them. It's a great video to watch, to pull up at lssliving.org, Volunteering and Senior Connections.
Very good.
And I just wanted to close very quickly with just a thought, and that is, you know, in our own lives, we sometimes can feel lonely and separated. Sometimes we can feel that our spirit is being crushed. And I was cleaning up my house today, or this week, and came across a group of rag rugs. I have these balls of these long torn pieces of fabric that my grandma would tie together, and then she would roll them into these big balls. And then years ago, those would be then turned into the rag rugs. And I'm sure people have seen rag rugs. It's been a long, long time. But, you know, I think about that, and I think about how God gathers all the ragged pieces of our lives. Then the pieces that somebody else would want to discard, but he doesn't. He weaves them into this great work of dignity and purpose, this work that reflects his glory. And in Psalm 34, verse 18, we read that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So today, if there is someone who is perhaps feeling a little lonely themselves, looking for a connection, first and foremost, we want to make sure that we know that God has never moved away from us. He has never left us. Paul offers some great insight in 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 to 7, when he says, "What a wonderful God we have. He is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of mercy, the one who comforts and strengthens us in every hardship and trial." Why? So that when others are troubled, needing encouragement, we can pass on to them the same help and comfort that God has given us. That's what Senior Connections is all about. And may we all, to God's glory today, connect with someone in need.
Thanks be to God. Well, wonderful. Thanks, Jane. Always great to chat with you.
And we will talk to you again next week.
Have a wonderful weekend. God's blessings.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. We're going to head over to East Peoria, Illinois. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.